Amy Klobuchar amid Iowa caucus inconsistencies, "We cannot take another 4 years of Trump." By Kyle Morris on February 3, 2020. Democrat presidential hopeful Senator Amy Klobuchar, DMN, accompanied by her husband and daughter, gave remarks on Iowa caucus night at a Klobuchar campaign watch party amid inconsistencies and delayed results. As reported by Breitbart News's Joshua Kaplan, the Iowa Democrat Party announced late Monday evening that it discovered inconsistencies in the reporting of three sets of caucus results as delays continue to plague the first-in-the-nation primary contest. "We are feeling so good tonight," Klobuchar said as she took the stage. "Somehow, someway, I am gonna get on a plane tonight, to New Hampshire. We are bringing this ticket to New Hampshire." Even in a crowded field of candidates, even during the well-earned impeachment hearing of Donald J. Trump, which kept me bolted to my Senate desk for the last 2 weeks, "we kept fighting and you kept fighting for me," Klobuchar continued, before joking about beginning her campaign in a blizzard and mocking those who doubted her candidacy. "My friends here in Iowa, you know we have beaten the odds every step of the way," Klobuchar said. "We have done it on the merits, we have done it with ideas, and we have done it with hard work." Klobuchar also outlined what she believed to be the values of her party and described what she believes is Trump's worst nightmare. "We know that our party can't win big by trying to outdivide the divider-in-chief. We know that we win by bringing people with us instead of shutting them out. Donald Trump's worst nightmare is that people in the middle, the people that have had enough of the name-calling and mudslinging, have a candidate to vote for in November. Donald Trump's worst nightmare is that our fired-up Democrats will march to victory alongside a big coalition of independents and moderate Republicans that see this election just as we do." Klobuchar also claimed Monday night during her speech that our country cannot take another 4 years of Donald Trump. "Our country cannot take another 4 years of Donald Trump. Our collective sense of decency cannot take another 4 years. The rule of law can't withstand another 4 years of a president that thinks he's above it. Our democracy cannot tolerate another 4 years of a president who wants to bulldoze right through it. The American dream cannot take another 4 years of a president who thinks he can choose who get it. His playbook is not hard to understand. It is really three words: divide and demoralize. Well, I have a playbook that's three words: unite and lead." Klobuchar went on to say that Trump blames everyone for our problems. "He blames immigrants, right? He blames Barack Obama," Klobuchar said. "He blames the Fed chair that he appointed, the energy secretary that he appointed, the generals he commands, and yes, the King of Denmark." Follow Kyle on Twitter at RealKyleMorris and Facebook.